This is a wonderful gospel. It's such an exciting gospel in so many ways. And when we have this incredible reflection from Jesus, who is trying to express what it is to love and that great expectation of love. He doesn't say, figure it out, try and do the best you can, try and figure it out on your own. But rather, he shows us exactly what love is by giving us an example first. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Now go remain in that love. This wonderful and beautiful gospel in so many ways, I really actually think mothers have the first step on this. And in so many ways, mothers become that first example of love for us. Mothers are, in so many ways, that first example of how we are to love first, and then how we're supposed to live into that love. I find it a wonderful way to consider it. You know, I've told family stories many times before, and the very fact that my mother didn't kill me and I'm alive to see adulthood is proof positive that miracles occur almost every single day. Because trust me, it wasn't like once or twice, but many, many occasions that my mother didn't kill me, and that's proof positive that there are miracles each and every day of our life. And I thought about about a dozen stories I could tell to show that great love that was expressed by my mother and shown in so many incredible and wonderful ways of how we are to live into that love. And then it occurred to me that none of you wanted to sit here for 45 minutes while I told stories, so I didn't really want to bog you down with details and get lost on the sidetracks of any of these things either, but you know, just to give you a really fast overview, I can really tell you honestly that throughout my childhood, growing up, there was always those moments where we went to mom and we asked for things. And when we asked for things, I mean, go to mom and ask questions like, hey, my friend gets to watch his favorite show while they have dinner on Monday nights because his favorite show is on Monday nights. Our favorite show is on Wednesday night. Can we watch TV while we have dinner on Wednesday night? My mother would say no. And recurring over and over again, my mother would say no, and she'd always give the same reason. I'd say, why? And she would say, well, that's easy. I'm a mean mother. That was her short answer. We ask her stuff, she'd go, no. We go, why? And she'd go, because I'm mean. I'm a mean mother. I'm a mean mommy. I want to stay out later. My friend's going to stay an extra 30 minutes. Can I stay an extra 30 minutes? No. Why not? Because I'm a mean mother. My friends get to go to the mall without adult supervision. Can I go to the mall with them without adult supervision? No. Why not? Because I'm a mean mother. This was a recurring statement. It went up over and over and over again. My mother was mean. That was her simple answer to these things. She just sort of steamrolled over all of these concepts and ideas and said, nope, I'm mean. And it's as simple as that. It was one of those difficult things that growing up, it was just constant, oh, my mother's mean, and it would just kind of make us crazy in so many ways. We struggle with this, and yet, the thing that I didn't hear as a child, and it took a long time for me to hear, was there was a sentence that came after that. No, you can't do it. Why? Because I'm a mean mother. Why? Because I love you. It came up over and over again. And I didn't hear it at first. It came much later, but you know, I heard the first part of the sentence, and I definitely missed the second part of the sentence for so long. I heard, I'm a mean mother, and I didn't hear, because I love you. And really, if you think about it, that's exactly what's coming up in this gospel. Jesus says, he says very directly, he says, if you keep my commandments, you remain in my love. It's not just to say that we love someone. And not just to say, oh, just remember that I love you. No, it's a genuine expectation to live into this. If you remain in my love, you keep my commandments. Why? Because I have kept my Father's commandments and I remain in his love. I've told you this not so that you can think that you're supposed to just follow an arbitrary set of rules. Not to just tell you that you have to live into this just because it seemed like a fun thing to do. I'm not just trying to run and ruin everyone's lives. No. Why do we have to do these things? How is it that remaining in love is to keep these commandments? I told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Complete joy. This isn't rules for the sake of rules. This isn't commandments just for the sake of entertainment or frustration or the bizarreness of it all. This is, no, keep my commandments to remain in my love so that my joy might be in you, so that your joy might be complete. What a remarkable opportunity. Complete joy. We should all want complete joy. This wonderful opportunity to have total fulfillment. And how do we doing? We live under the commandments. We live under the rules. My mother had lots of rules. Don't talk to strangers. Sit up straight. Look me in the eye. Respect your elders. Shut your mouth and eat. That one was a little harder. Think about that for a second. Don't bet the horses. I didn't really learn what that meant for a long time, but she said it all the time, so I kept trying to learn it. There were lots of rules, these things you were supposed to do. Why? Because I'm a mean mother. Finally, because I love you. You know, what's fascinating is I grew up with this, and I got into high school, and I actually remember on a couple of occasions, my friends wanted to do something stupid, and I genuinely thought to myself, this seems like a bad idea. I did. I thought about it. I was like, this seems like a bad idea. My friends go, well, we're going to go do this thing. Are you ready? I'm like, no, I can't. Like, what? What do you mean? Why can't you? I looked him in the eye and said, well, my mother's really mean. I don't think she's going to let me do it. They're like, oh man, you're right, you're a mean mother. Yeah, okay. And then I go home and tell my mother why she was mean. And she'd go, yep, I'm a mean mother. That's all there is to it. And I love it. It's that return to this great invitation of love, this great willingness to sacrifice, to offer that love in completeness and in totalness. Why is this here? It's out of love. Never underestimate that it is this sacrificial love. It is this life-giving love. It isn't just a nice statement. It isn't just a nice sentence. It has to come from somewhere. And it has to mean something. Never underestimate, this is John 15. Back in John 6, he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot have life within you. And they said to him, that seems really hard. We don't get it. So they walked away. He did not turn to the apostles and say, you know, if you stick it out, it'll all make sense later. He didn't say that. He didn't say, you know, don't sweat it, we'll figure it out later. He didn't say that either. No, instead he looked at them and he challenged them and he said, are you in or out? It was that same love to stand for those commandments. It's that same love that in just a few short chapters of John, he's going to take that same love and he's going to take it to the cross and he's going to die. And it's going to be terrifying. Don't jump to the resurrection yet. For those 3 days, Jesus died. He abandoned those apostles. He had a hot lot of nerve. He went and got himself executed. And they were without. Why? Because he loved them. Because he was willing to live into that love. And then there's the resurrection. Then there's this great reminder that this love continued on and he was resurrected not just out of love, but because that was the next step in keeping those commandments to live into that love. And he comes back to the apostles and he does not say, see, it all works out in the end. No, he says, remain in my love. Truthfully, I think mothers have a very, very clear understanding of this. They ask their precious children to do these things, to live into these commandments, to do these things. Why? So that their joy might be in them, and so that their children's joy might be complete. That mother who wants that complete joy in their child, who wants the best for their child, who wants that full success for their child, because they want to live into that love, and they want their joy to be complete. And could we ask for a better example than a mother? Let us not underestimate that the entire month of May is dedicated to our Blessed Mother. And that Mother's Day falls within a month dedicated to that particular woman who wants that completeness for all of us. Who wants that complete joy, that total fulfillment, that greatness to be completed in all of us. And within that celebration, we celebrate our mothers. We celebrate these beautiful, wonderful women who are willing to be mean. Because they love us. And I hope you don't misunderstand me when I say this. But I genuinely hope and pray that each and every one of you have a mother as mean as mine. Because living into that is a mother who wants everything for us. And is willing to say no when we want something that isn't good for us. Why? Not just because she's mean. But because she loves us. Because she's willing to see it through. To live into that love. So that her joy might be in us, and that our joy might be complete.